I'm Dave. I'm the bell. Ding the bell, ding ding the bell. Ding the bell, ding ding the bell. Ding the bell, ding ding the bell. Ding 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 ding. Ding 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 ding. Ding 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 ding. Hey, welcome back to Ding the Bell. I'm Ding.
I'm the bell.
The two ADD Asians that require a bell.
Ding.
To keep us bell. On track. I forgot. Oh my gosh, I forgot. You cannot believe it. We are so committed. I actually stayed overnight at the Bell's house.
And we recorded only one. Well, we did two big pieces.
Well, we did. So there's going to be a video that by the time you hear this, you will be, you should go to the website and check out. Go to dingdabell.com and check out our YouTube video. If you haven't yet subscribed to YouTube video, you should, because we try to do more videos as well.
Exactly. And then you can see the trend that how I became chunky.
You always talk about being chunky on the video.
Charlie Bravo tuned here now is...
Huh?
It's okay. But next video, you'll be like, wow, what is going on? Anyway, we are so delightful! 2017!
We're back! 2017! And this is the first episode that Scott will be able to listen to because we're not eating.
Yes.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
So happy 2017.
Yes.
Oh, I think we should look at each other again.
So speaking about happy 2017, did you see the show? I didn't until you told me about the show.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't have cable. We're living with Netflix and Amazon Prime. That's all. Uh-huh. So we don't eat. We don't watch any live feed, right?
Yeah, live TV, yes.
Yeah.
So, obviously, the very obvious thing that happened on New Year's Eve, actually, I didn't see it too. I saw it the next morning, like on Twitter, on the internet. And then.
Everywhere.
Yeah, so we're talking about Mariah Carey. Oh my gosh, so there's so much to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing was, I gave the Bell a Christmas present, mm-hmm. and it was a book by Mariah Carey. It's called All I Want for Christmas Is You, and it's a children's book where, you know, there's illustration and all that. So I thought it's perfect for her because I know the Bell is a huge Mariah Carey fan.
Huge
Mariah Carey fan, and she actually you actually look a little bit like Mariah Carey.
Thank you. Asian version. Now version.
Asian version.
Asian version.
Now
version. Now version. Yes. Now version.
Asian version. Oh my gosh, I'm breaking my ears.
Asian version, but a now version. Yes, I love her voice and the way she look. You know, and then when she was younger, she was like a little more like, you know, like a new and then like, you know, cute kind of thing, younger, right? But as she get older, very sassy, like, you know, very confident, and it became a little bitchy. But I love
diva.
Yes, I love it because it's gorgeous. I want to be like her. I will be like that.
You kind of look like her, actually.
Well, now virgin. After baby virgin, during pregnant, and now virgin is like.
Is it baby virgin or now virgin?
Now virgin is like after she had the, you know, carrying a baby and after still kind of struggle. She was never going to get the skinny, slender figure like she was like super young.
I couldn't get back to.
Yeah, it's just the way that it is.
I couldn't even get close. So I have to lose, if I can lose 10 pounds, I'm happy.
But you're not going to.
Even after I lose 10 pounds, I am still 20 pounds away from where I used to be.
Yeah, but you look good in a way, and they carry differently. Like, ugh. You know, probably for women, more like around the waist. And
mine too is on the around the waist.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Men has too? Yes. Anyway, so I love Mariah Carey.
Yeah, so let's talk about the fail New Year's Eve performance she gave. So what do you think, so we've watched a lot of videos last night.
Yes.
We're trying to see, okay, so we're not, I like Mariah Carey, and we are not that kind of mean people who immediately would jump onto making fun of people, even though we do that sometimes on our show. But do we though? I don't think. Anyway,
it depends. Depends. Ding.
Yeah. So what we're trying to see, I naturally want to see what is going on, what went wrong.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't look like she's just I'm lazy, I'm just gonna lip sync or something. There must be a reason why there's something happened, because she looks a little confused.
Yes, so I also heard, I don't know about this performance, but after I watched so many times, I was already thinking, oh, she's still really hot, gorgeous. Her costume.
Did you think she looked good?
She looked good, stage, costume. Yeah. And she still have killer leg, even like fuller than, you know, when she used to be, but very like diva. I love it. Just like the way, like the little nudie color. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that dress. And then without the little.
Would you wear that?
I would if I have the body.
Well, I think you do, don't you think? If maybe. Mariah Carey can wear it, you can wear it.
Maybe I can. Yeah, maybe I'll do that for Halloween.
I think, but do you, when you see her, do you think she looks too fat to be wearing that outfit?
No, not at all.
So perfect. Why are you afraid of? You're not.
Oh.
Right? Why are you afraid on yourself? Because you don't look heavier than her.
But Mariah Carey's on TV. TV makes her look a little bigger too. So. Uh-huh.
We know that because from a mukbang video.
Exactly. But I didn't think we both looked that big in that video. I know, but you know what? I would be very. I mean, when I see her right next to me, I'm sure she will look so much thinner.
Okay, when you're by yourself, do you go into the mirror and then you like pretend you're wearing skin tight dress and then walk in high? Well, you don't walk in high heels. Walk in flat shoes.
I won't break my knee.
Yes, and then pretend like, okay, what do I look? So do you do that?
I want to do that.
No, do you do that now?
Not this.
Wear like a tight dress.
No,
like,
I don't.
And then like see in the mirror and say, "Ooh, girl, I look good." Do you? Do that?
I don't do that with dress because like dress shows the stomach, you know.
But don't you think you do? Don't you have like
girl figure, called? Like
girdle.
Oh, like a kind of
like a corset.
Corset.
Yeah.
I had it before. I can't wear that anymore because. It won't
because
button
your back. Why don't you get a different one? Get a different one.
And then like meat, like a bro, kind of like roll to it. So obviously this, if I can cut it, but kind of like fold it, like, you know, origami stomach, origami meat chunk. Then yes, I can kind of wear, but then
why don't you get a different size?
Yeah. So yeah, actually.
So you should wear that, and then you can wear all like nice, because you know you have, you're not like skinny like that, right?
Yeah.
So you have shape. So if you wear that, and it's gonna cinch your waist a little bit and make you look like Mariah Carey.
I would love to wear what she was wearing last night.
I should put on my guard. What thing called girdle? No, yeah.
Girdle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should wear that too.
Yeah, they're the men version of that too.
I know, I have it.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know whether I can still wear it. I don't know where it went. Anyway.
But anyway, so yeah, she, to me, besides
so
the singing,
whatever,
she looked good on stage, right? And then like very like feather or whatever, the very her style, right? Very gorgeous. So then.
Very what?
Don't tell me you didn't record.
Very hostile? No, you said very what?
Hot.
Oh, hot style. Okay. I thought you.
Hostile.
Would you attack you with the feathers? So she looked good.
She looked good, and then she came, you know, very Mariah, right? And then
I can look from her face.
Something that she was pointing. She flipped the hair, and
the monitor that she put in her ear.
And the
that's why she keep pulling. When she's pulling,
she took
maybe
off?
She's trying to yeah. And then she's trying to find it and put it back in or something, I don't know. But she looked like she's trying to do something.
Yeah. So then, you know.
So vocal-wise, she didn't sing.
She did not sing at all. So, you know, here I heard long ago, like I think Beyonce did it long ago, if you remember. When she sung National Anthem at the football, whatever, she lip-synced. But there was a reason, because of the hard to hear stadium, whatever, that, you know, really voice couldn't go, whatever, that she had a reason to lip sync. Now people found out about it, and then they went so crazy about it. Beyonce lip sync and whatever. So when she actually had press conference that she had to explain why she had to lip sync. I feel like it's too much, right? But it's at the media now. Anyway, so then she said, and people were like, you know, report, so you couldn't sing, that's why you did this. She, Well, I did for the reason, whatever, you know? And then legit reason, right? And then I can...
Do you think that... what was the reason? I didn't see the press conference.
Well, I can't really... I can't fully remember, uh-huh. but it was something about...
Like the acoustic and you're bouncing back and forth.
Like the sound was too hard for her to...
To hear the
to
music.
To hear to make exact the sound that she wanted to make. So as a professional, very pride, right?
You don't want to make mistakes.
Exactly, they don't want. So then at the press conference, she sung national anthem a cappella in front of everybody. Everybody stopped saying anything about it. Mm. Because they were like, okay, yeah, you had a reason. You could sing. So she was like, I could sing.
Do you think there's part of the reason why singers have to prove that they can sing is because in recording studios, you can make yourself sound so good and sound so perfect that people don't trust singers anymore? Because how many singers that we listen to these days that you know for sure can sing? So don't you think part of that is because of the recording industries making all this technology
crazy,
and tune their voice and all that?
Yeah.
And then we don't trust and believe and respect the vocal talent of some singers.
Exactly.
Like a few people that I can tell, like when you, okay, let's talk about Lia Salonga. Mm-hmm. When I heard her in the recording, oh my god, you've forgotten everybody, all that is live recording, right? Let's explain what show it was. The Allegiance, when we went to the movie theater to see that, uh-huh. that special screening, they were so good, and it's all live singing.
Yes,
so you can go. And then so I thought maybe we just haven't listened to any good singers performing live that we don't trust them anymore. So we're being very critical about them when they lip sync. Because, okay, so I'm kind of torn because I perform live as well, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like, what?
Can you, am I still catching my sound?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like a singer, when you're hired to do something, you should sing live.
Yeah.
Right? Don't you think?
And then we are coming. We don't care if sounds less than CD.
Yeah.
We want to hear like a real voice coming
because
from here.
Because when I listen to the recordings of my own live performance.
Sounds phenomenal, right?
No, it's not perfect. I can hear all the flaws.
Yeah.
But when people who are watching it live don't listen to it with that critical an ear,
yes.
to say that, oh, you're slightly flat there, you're slightly sharp there, you're a little bit slow there, you have a little crack on your voice there. They don't listen to that. They are just in the moment.
Yes.
And listen to that.
Yeah. I think that what happened to Mariah Carey, maybe she got too scared because under attack all the time. Every time she does something.
Yeah.
But then she used to be, she was always singing live, right? Then a voice, of course, and a voice really get tired too, right? Like as you age, it's a little different. Can't really sing like before. So maybe she was too afraid to fail. It kind of like a big comeback.
I remember
for her.
When Whitney Houston, there were some performances of Whitney Houston's that's really bad.
But she still sing, you know? And then like Lia Salonga, she doesn't lose voice at all. She is just, and her voice changed. I could hear from Miss Saigon long ago to now, her voices have more like bold, and I love it. It's more like a
it's more
taste
mature.
To it, exactly. Yeah. It's a different type of sound, but I love it. But she can, and then Mariah, I'm sure she still does. But I really, I'm so mad that people just criticize. So
yeah, let's
much.
Talk about that. So okay,
and I want to ask them.
Yeah.
Okay, you make fun of them, like can you sing like that? Can you do the performance like that? I think she carried well without any sound. People still love her.
She plowed on without singing.
Yeah, she
which made it awkward, but she didn't stop and walk away.
Because if she wasn't experienced, maybe you go like crying and leave or like stop or whatever. But she still, because of audience. So she was like saying like a word, whatever, like say hey, whatever, and stuff, and then make them to sing, whatever. And then
I'm
like,
trying to think, why can't she couldn't hear?
If she could
hear... When she was lip-syncing, though.
Yes.
She was lip-syncing.
Yes. If she could hear something, she would have sing, I would say.
But she lip-synced, so which means she could hear it.
Then some
because
part.
Because her mouth, she's still singing with the vocal track. there's that it's emotion is when is it emotion? Which one did she sing?
You've got to meet emotion.
So yeah. She was singing that. That one is the one that has no vocal track. There's a few vocal assists, like the, coming in a few parts that the recording took over. Like when, and when she goes into her whistle tone, that was on the track. But I think the original plan was for her to lip sync the first song, actually sing the second song, Motion, and then she'll go back into lip sync again. So then you're like, oh, okay. So there's a mixture, so you don't know which one she sang live and which one she didn't sing live. So, but if there's, and then if her earpiece is having problem hearing her music, then...
Can she still hear? It's hard to hear, right?
I think it will usually, sometimes it's really hard to hear when you sing live. But there's also, maybe she can hear it herself. She can hear through the speakers around when there's her vocal. When there's her own voice, she can kind of follow because she can, voice comes through, you can hear the voice much easier than you can hear the accompaniment music. So without her vocal track, she just cannot hear it, and therefore she can't sing it.
And I remember the lady Maria or whatever say her cheat sheet, kind of like for the lyrics.
For the prompter.
Broke and then no word. That's why she could, maybe she didn't, she couldn't remember all lyrics.
She also, they also said that she did not do the sound check. She sent a stand-in to do the sound check. She sent somebody else to come do the sound check. So that, I think, I would never pass up. I think next to the performance itself, the most important part is sound check.
Yes.
You want to make sure that everything sounds the way you think it should sound when you perform.
And it also helps for staff as well, because they work with you, you know?
Right.
And do you think maybe, kind of like sabotage meaning, because like she is very famous skipping sound check or coming late or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
So do you think they maybe did it on purpose because she didn't come into the sound check? Do you think they did it?
I don't know.
It could be like somebody maybe mad and say, you know what, this is what you get because you didn't come for sound check, so I'm not going to help you. So then that's why she was maybe looking at the camera. That the camera probably is where the, you know, lyrics or whatever. And she didn't see. That's why maybe she did this. Where is the word?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she was like, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I wish I have a prompter whenever I sing. Sometimes I wish that sometimes I have a prompter.
Last night? Did you sing last night?
Huh? I said I wish I have a prompter when I sing.
Oh, you wish. You memorize.
I have to memorize or I look at my lyrics.
But so, that's what Michael Bublé and everybody memorize, right? Michael Bublé?
I don't know about Michael Bublé, but I think a lot of singers do memorize.
Just grow up and memorize.
But there are a lot of singers who don't also. So there will be concerts. Because here's the thing. I think technology, if it's there, if it's not distracting, why not use it?
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to, you can, I, as a singer, oh my gosh, we're like, I'm turning into Mariah Carey. I can perform much better and at ease, so I can put my emotion into the sound of my voice than trying to remember what words I'm singing. Because I'm really bad at remembering words.
I know, can't remember, yeah.
Always forget words.
That's why I didn't take I took the vocal lesson with Dr. Crystal.
Uh-huh.
And then like,
did you do the recital?
Recital, then I had to sing to get A, right? Uh-huh. To do the voice. That's the part of requirement, right?
Uh-huh.
And then, but because I couldn't memorize, then I chicken out, and I said, my voice doesn't, then I didn't sing, so I got B.
Oh, so you didn't do the recital.
I did once. I had to memorize. Oh, yeah, it was hard.
Yeah, it was hard.
But I loved it. And he gave me A for the first semester.
Do you remember my concert? I forgot my words. On my junior recital, I totally forgot my words.
Then
remember
what did
the
you
piano? Do? Remember he's like Ling Shi was like clink 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 clink, like making mistake, and I just like pretend because I was singing Italian. So I just blah 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 blah, 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 make up my words. And then it made it look like he forgot where he was because he kept flipping the pages.
Yeah.
Because I just made and everything up. I just blah, 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 I forgot what it was.
And I thought, he was like, what are you singing? Where are you? Poor pianist.
Poor Ling Xi.
Oh, Ling Xi.
Yeah. So I, but I.
Poor thing.
Well, I just like pretend like my. So,
I don't see
so that. I have a little point knocked off for not because you know it's my recital, so I was graded on that. So the Miss Dr. Linda
Jones,
she said I had to take some points off of that because you forgot your words.
So she knew you forgot the word.
Yeah, she said, but I also know that nobody knows that you made the mistake because you were so confident
and the Ling
you continued
was
singing. You made it look like the pianist made a mistake. So she said, but, so I have to give you points for doing that. That's so funny.
So
I remember that forever because that feeling is what Mariah Carey is feeling. Like you just felt so embarrassed, so lost. And you felt like you're not going to be able to, I don't know how to save this, I just don't know.
So when I went to see the Burns, the Burn Theater, the Eric, you know, your, you know, whatever. So then,
oh my gosh, it's time's up.
I know, but I had to tell you this. This one will be a little longer. Long story short, really. So this girl, it was kind of combined and like, you know, old famous, you know, musical song or whatever. A lot of song, right? Many, many, many songs. Like, people know, so that's why it's so hard if you forget the lyrics because audience know the word.
Yeah.
So this girl, very nervous already, came in, her face red, and I didn't have a good feeling about it. She was shaking. Her hand was shaking. But I thought they had a little cheat on the top. I don't think they did this time. Like, during, because what they see is the orchestra, like conducting.
Yeah.
That's what they see, not word. They have to do this, right? Memorize. So anyway, she came in shaking and like kind of, like a movement, a little nervous, you know. I was like, oh my God, she forgot the word. And then then music keep on going. She's just like,
oh my gosh, I hate that.
And then we were like watching, but she just like, keep doing this.
No, nothing.
Music going on, obviously forgot. Then doing it, she tried to go back in and go, and keep missing the timing. And then she go, and then go like,
oh no.
And I was like, oh my, she's gonna cry.
Trash truck.
They finally.
Jesse,
hey, we're recording, thank you. But anyway, finally, she kind of got back in, and then and we, it was so bad. She just almost like crying face, just like.
I know, but that's the feeling that. That is the rush that you get from a live performance. It's like the risk of doing that. But I like to. So if I have another concert again, I'm going to make sure that I have my lyrics. I want to have my lyrics not here, but somewhere out there that I can see and without the audience know that I'm looking down. Because it's not like I don't remember the song. I don't remember the lyrics, the words. I was like, oh my gosh, I hate that. So there's only a few songs that I can sing and perform and confidently performed and that I can memorize. Mm-hmm. Very few songs.
Which one?
I can sing Ave Maria.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The what is it? The Bach one. Which is the Bach version? Which is the Bach version? The Bach version is, you know, there's several Ave Maria. It's the
Oh, Ave Maria, yeah, okay.
Ave Maria, okay, that one. Yeah. That one the first verse at least. So because I always sing for weddings, so I remember that. Hello?
Jesse Lee.
Michael, did you fall down? The bell, did you fall down?
Jesse Lee, that's unnecessary.
And then there's that Hokkien song that I performed.
On stage.
What?
Oh, the touching one.
How do you know it was touching? You didn't understand it.
No, because you told me everybody was just so, silence.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah, yeah.
And the funny thing was, I think it has something to do with my brain remembering words that is not in the language that I'm comfortable in.
Ah.
Or not that I'm uncomfortable in, but the most comfortable in is
Hawking.
Oh, that was Ave the Chinese. Maria, Ave Maria is in Latin. But that was in Hokkien. Hokkien is my first language. But I remember singing that song without too much effort trying to... I take that back. Less effort than I were to have to remember an English song. I keep playing it in my car because I only have once... Well, actually, no, I performed two songs that night. But the English one, I have to work really hard. For two songs, I have to work really hard.
It's hard to memorize. That's why I'm like so fascinating. Musical theater people.
Oh my gosh, they're so good.
Do you know how many songs they have to memorize?
And then they have to talk, they have to speak, there's dialogue.
Everything.
And then the whole show is singing, so you have to remember
everything. Yeah, and everything. Then like, everything, you know. Like, I was fascinated when I was in college doing like Assassin with the theater people with makeup, whatever. And then I had my book.
I think some people just have that talent of
remembering
words.
In front of me, and I follow each word. That everybody, they never made any mistake. That was front to top to, you know, bottom, left to right, west to east. Perfect.
Oh, we should have videoed this and then we can release it, the video version of it. Huh? We should have filmed a video version of this. But anyway, we're not very pretty. There's no makeup on. My left eye is swollen because of allergies.
I have makeup on. Do I look sane?
You know, you have makeup.
Okay.
You rarely let people see you without makeup.
So, yeah, that's why. If you see my naked face, you must be VIP 4+.
I've seen it. Okay, good. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll come back next week.
Wait, before you go, let's give message to Mariah Carey.
As if she'll listen to us?
She might
listen. Okay, talk to her as if she listens
Mariah,
to you.
Mariah, I believe you. You're a legend. You are amazing woman.
Next time, just don't be a diva.
Well, being a diva is great. And then next time, you know, just sing. Don't worry about too much.
I'm just still curious what was her reasoning without. I think it's just hard to hear, I think. Because I have performed in this space. So difficult. I have to sing the entire song by visual. So the choir is up there. Whenever I hear, if I sing with the music, I'm slow.
Yeah.
Because it travels, right? The choir is up on the church and it's way back there in the balcony on the back. And so the conductor, when he conducts, right, I have to see it up like that to count as my beat. And so I'm singing a half beat slower than the faster than the music, so I have to come in. I was so stressful. Oh my gosh, I can't do it. And I told them, I said, if you don't have the monitor tuned to the thing, I can't do it. Like,
yeah.
I'm not that precise a musician where I can just sing with that visually, da ba da ba, with the music. I need to feel my music. I cannot.
Yeah.
I cannot just produce voice.
Yeah.
That's why I want prompters and I want good sound systems so that I can feel my music. Because when you feel your music, it comes out differently, right?
Yeah, voice.
So next time, maybe I'll sing for you. Anyway, thank you so much. This is like so long already. It's over.
Yeah,
thank you so much for listening.
Happy New Year.
And I hope Mariah Carey would sing better next time. Good night. Goodbye. Bye.
Bye.